Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? With me, Harriet Kemsley, Sunil Patel, and special guest. We have to say that. We say every guest special.
Special guest.
Sean McLaughlin.
Closed off body language. Sean McLaughlin.
Thank you.
Already scared. Right. Sean scared.
What are you scared of, Sean?
What do you think
is going to happen?
I'm not scared. I've done this podcast a few times. It's always been... pleasure is not the word. It's fine. It's a good
this
show.
This is why she didn't think you wanted to come back on,
yeah,
because she thought you always hated it. But
no, I do like it.
Yeah, you're so grumpy though every time. You're like, oh, and then you slag it off and you're like, what is even happening here? Like, why is this? Why are you doing this? And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, and I'm no closer to those answers.
But then Sunil said he went for breakfast with you and you were like, oh, I really want to do the podcast. Why won't you bring me for the podcast?
No, no,
and I was like,
no,
oh God,
no.
We better get Sean on.
No. Here's what I said. We went out the other day, and I said to him, first of all, I said, how come every time I listen to your podcast, every episode, no matter what, there's a bit where you guys slag me off?
I don't think there is.
No, you're hearing what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm hearing is what I'm hearing. And then later on, as I was leaving, we were talking, because I've got a tour coming up, and I said, oh, can I go on your podcast and plug my tour? So that's it. So that's me doing it. So I could leave now. And I've already achieved
my
goal.
Please go and see Sean on tour. When does the tour start?
I don't know yet because I haven't been...
Wait, is there any information about the tour? If not, this is pointless. You're
Sean McLaughlin doc... Oh? SeanMcLaughlinComedy.com.
New website in the works?
God, I mean, that is the stress of my life. You ask me if I'm stressed or scared. I'm going to have to let two people go soon, I think.
What does that mean? From what? Life.
Website woman.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I think I'm gonna have to let her go and get a new one.
Why?
Why do you have a web? Why don't you just do your own website?
Because
I do my own website. Well,
yeah.
I do. What? I do it.
How do you do it?
Squarespace.com.
Do they sponsor this show?
Absolutely.
No.
Really? Genuinely.
It's very simple. And I was like, because I had to.
Why are you saying this? This is like the only podcast that isn't sponsored by Squarespace.
Sometimes.
And you're still advertising them.
Sometimes people like to know what's good. And now I tell people what's good.
I'm
going to
use
Squarespace.com.
I'm going to go to Squarespace.
Just do it yourself.
No, because she made this one.
Woman. I'll do it.
I mean,
hire Harriet.
I think that is a lateral move at best.
You want to see my website? I'll show you my website.
No, I looked at yours the other day. It was really good.
Already looked.
Yeah, I did. Check out
when
the
When did you look, though? Because I updated it 2 days ago.
Okay.
Did you see it before the update?
What did you put? What was the update?
Tour.
Good for tours.
Tour, is it?
But I changed the colour of the background.
So why has she got dates for a tour, but you haven't? Is yours a bit later in the year than hers, or are you still waiting?
Probably not.
Look,
I'm not at liberty to say why.
Made that myself.
That's a very nice
website.
Yeah,
doesn't it
website.
Look like MySpace?
Doesn't it look like MySpace, did
it
you say?
It's very simple.
Yeah, it is.
Is it scrolling now?
Yeah, it is scrolling. That's a very nice website.
Yeah,
you've done very well there.
But you've got one big show that's already in the diary for next October.
Leicester Square Theatre, next October.
That's what we've got to sell. Yeah, big room.
Go to that one.
Is it two nights? One
night? We'll put a pin in that.
Okay.
Can you bring a baby?
Can I bring a baby?
Well, if someone wanted to bring a baby, could they bring a baby?
Are you going to bring your baby?
I'm not saying me. I'm just saying.
We're doing that. The baby has to buy a ticket.
Okay.
Would you buy a ticket for the baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Would the baby stay in its seat?
I don't think it walks. When does it walk?
It'll be pottering about then, I reckon.
When does the baby... How old does it need for... Sorry, Elliot is...
Elliot... When does a baby understand comedy?
When does a baby understand... No, what I do is not understand white hot satire.
Baby comedy. Sean McLaughlin's baby comedy.
I think a baby would like to watch you because you're doing all these things. You're like
you're
that,
funny
like
to
you're
watch,
so, you're always,
even with
like,
the sound off.
Moving, like your legs up, and it'll be fun. It'll be like, what the fuck is this? The baby.
Really selling the toy.
I mean, everything is that to a baby, though. Everything. There's no point where a baby's looking at something going, oh, I get this. They're all going, well, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, but sometimes people are very still. And then what does a baby do with that?
Well, they're probably surprised by that.
Yeah, but they'll be like, boring.
When was the last time you felt childlike wonder?
Me?
Yeah.
Very, very good question, that.
Thank you.
Probably at the level of professionalism of this podcast.
Really?
I'm in such awe.
Elliot, did you hear that? He felt childlike wonder at our podcast.
He called you a fucking child.
No. No, I didn't. So, yeah, I'm going to have to let go of my website woman, I think. Because
so I'm your new website woman?
No, we're not saying that. But what? Would you want to do a quick interview for the job?
Yep.
Okay. If I send you an email and I ask for one thing to be changed, what do you do?
What is it?
I want
immediately wrong answer.
No. Already, genuinely, already she's better than the one. Oh, okay. I want my mailing list thing to be on my front page to just come up as a pop up. Do you think you can do that?
I don't know how to do mailing lists.
Okay.
But I think I will find out because I'll go on Squarespace and it's very simple and you just get a button and then you can put it on.
Yeah.
I can do that.
This is so weird that you're not sponsored by Squarespace.
Weird you know so much about making a website. I can't believe you can actually do it.
I can't believe it either.
It's really good. But your website's really good.
Yeah.
Because it is simple. But the thing is,
it is simple if you use squarespace.com. I don't know why I keep looking down the camera when I say it.
Actually, try discount code WHC10. See if that works.
What if we have a discount code?
Do you know what the weirdest thing would be is if you now start talking about ball shavers, like as if
manscaping.
Again, you're sponsored by it. The two products that you both support happen to be the two big
Dollar Shave Club. Is that the other one?
I don't know.
Yeah, Dollar Shave Club, and then the pants one, Me Undies. That's another one.
I like Me Undies, but they're not as good as a FitFab Fun Box.
Which one's that?
Plug in that.
We listen to very different podcasts, clearly.
Fit Fab Fun Box.
And then you get a different box and you open it and you get loads of little things.
Little things.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I can't believe you've never heard it. That's like every podcast I listen to, there's like a Fit Fab Fun Box advert.
What's your favourite podcast?
I don't want to talk about it. Oh. I'm very private about my podcasts. Bobby always tries to listen. I always turn it off when he comes in.
Really? Why are you so private?
Yeah, what's it about?
I'm allowed some things that are private.
No.
Is it Married Shagged Annoyed? Do you listen to them and you feel like your Bobby's life has been put in podcast?
I listen to like American women talking. I don't want to talk about it.
No, that's nice. That's okay.
Yeah, well done.
My favourite podcast advert moment was about 3 years ago when they were all sponsored by, do you remember Untuck It? Do you remember that?
No,
Untuck
what's
It? It was a shirt that was released that was designed just for being untucked. there were loads of adverts on podcasts about it. They went, this podcast was by Untuck It. And he goes, you want to untuck your shirt, but it's too long. Well, now with Untuck It.
Oh my God.
And I thought, this is the shittest product. Like,
that
how is
terrible.
This?
That must have gone under now.
Well, you never know, do you?
Elliot?
That's so shit, but it's nowhere near as good as portapotty.com. Did you never hear Portapotty?
Are you listening to baby podcasts?
You listen to mothering podcasts,
no,
I think.
No, it's for adults. It's what? For adults. It's a like potty? It's like an angle. You put it on the seat and then it's the angle and it helps you poop.
Oh, the one where you like it lifts your legs up a bit so that's a more natural position for your intestines.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little
it's
stool.
It's really funny listening to people be like, it's so good.
What is this product?
I think
what
we've talked about it on the podcast, but Bryan Cranston got one for his wife for their anniversary. It's like a little stool that goes around. You put in, it just lifts your legs up slightly and that shifts your intestines a bit so it just fucking shoots out.
I wouldn't want this.
Get one for
your
wife.
I've never heard anyone promote it so well, Sunil, as you just did there.
Yeah, it just fucking shoots right out, man. Fires out your asshole super quick.
Type in discount
nice
code
for the wife.
WHC
10.
Shoot poo 10.
See if it works.
See if it works. They probably all work, don't they? That's the thing, they all work.
Really?
Well, I reckon if you just type any podcast in 10.
It actually doesn't, because I always try and make up codes and then they don't work. I always try and do that when I'm buying something and I'm like, January 10 or whatever, or welcome 10, and then it doesn't work.
Do you have, what's that browser thing you can get?
Google.
Honey.
Honey. Yeah. And it automatically
picks up discount codes.
Ah.
Like, honestly, my wife was like, oh, you've got to get it. It's going to save us so much money. Like, once every 50 transactions, I'd save 2p. But the amount of time it takes for it to like go through all these different options of
and it's tracking you, man. It's earning off you.
I don't. I just don't care enough.
Yeah,
I might...
you think you're winning, but you're not winning. Honey's winning.
Well, I don't think I'm winning. I'm saying don't install it.
I think Heidi was telling me about a top cashback, and she got so excited about saving £2 off a top at Uniqlo.
I would like that.
But he comes through like 6 months later as a check or something like that.
£2 check.
£2 check. Actually, checks now on my bank, I can just take a photo of it and send it in.
Wow.
I want more checks.
I put a check in the bank yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a fact. First time I'd done that in
maybe a
year.
Who paid you by check?
A local comedy promoter.
I bet you get paid in checks a lot, Sean.
A regional promoter.
Someone that would have a lot of checks.
I pay a lot of checks, but at least now they all clear, because earlier in my comedy career, I don't know if you guys had this, I used to play for the type of promoters where they'd always pay a check. You'd put the money in and then it would bounce. And you go, why is the check bounce? It goes, because all the acts put their checks in on the same day. I was like, well, if you don't have enough money, then don't put on the gig.
I've never had a check bounce. What does it mean? What does it do?
It means that the person who gave you the check doesn't have any money.
But how do you know it's bounced?
The cashier punches you in the face.
That's happened.
I had my very first... I forgot to invoice for a gig within a week and then the whole place just shut down. It was about a month ago.
Where was that?
It was a pizza restaurant.
Oh, Pizza Express.
Express. It was a pizza restaurant in Hackney. And I remember him emailing me going, please send that invoice in, man. And then I didn't. I forgot. And then it went under. Yeah, it was open for 3 months. And I remember speaking to him. And
was it for the promoter or the pizza restaurant?
Pizza restaurant owner.
Who also put on the gig.
Yeah, and like I remember we were talking to him going, how long have you been making pizzas for? And he went, 3 months. I just set up this restaurant. Started learning how to make pizza right here.
Who was this person? Were they of pizza?
Were they
of pizza building stock? Or
not really, no. But he was just giving it a good go.
I think pizza is probably the food you can just blag the most. Though.
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
You need to be a bit Italian. You can't just go in there willy nilly.
I think pizza. Is...
Sean's Pizzas. No one wants.
I think they will. I'll do that.
I think if I open a place called Sean's Pizza.
No.
If it was good, they'd go.
It wouldn't be good. Sean would.
You'd
be
give it a good review. You'd have to give it a good Google
I'd give it
review.
A bad review.
Do you know what I do? I would just buy pizza.
Sloppy pizzas. Sean's put no effort into it.
Dr. Oetker pizza. The famous Italian Dr. Oetker.
I'd go one better. I'd just order Papa John's. For dirt cheap, like Fiverr, no, collection, get it in there, freaking put some thyme and basil on it.
Famous thyme ingredient.
Serve it at a premium, actually, to the consumer.
You can't actually buy Papa John's, actually. Didn't he say the N-word about 3 times in a conference call?
Oh, well, yeah. All are welcome at Sean's Pizza. That's all I'm saying.
Daddy Sean's.
It is a safe space, far away from the woke brigade.
So you will be saying the N-word.
It will be the name of our biggest pizza.
That's for the socials. You get that, Elliot?
This episode is sponsored by Sean's Pizza. I'm not going to tell
home
you what the discount code is. There's a 10 after the discount code. I can't legally say what it is.
Anyway, he apologised, so it's fine.
Yeah, we don't. We also apologise here at Sean's Pizza. We're very sorry for all the offence. Do you know what I found out the other day? This is astonishing. Streatham, where I live, where you've lived in the past, has an ice hockey team.
Oh, right.
Right.
No way. In the ice rink,
and it's not. I don't think they're professional, but they competitive. Mm. Their name, until about 3 years ago. This ice hockey team name was the Streatham Redskins.
What?
Can you believe that?
Isn't
that shocking?
That's very
But
shocking.
Why did they call themselves the Redskins?
Well, I guess they wanted to, because they wanted it to be like a North American style name. And
trying
so they chose
to be a bit American.
The most racist.
Yeah.
But now I don't know what they're called. Who knows? Probably some other slur against a people that.
Will you support them now they got rid of the name, or you won't support them?
No, Sean's Pizza has retracted their sponsorship because of their bowing down to the liberal metropolitan elite.
That's us, though, isn't it?
I am a card-carrying member of the elite, yeah.
Yeah, I think we are, because we get to dictate the culture of this country.
I don't think you have any power over that.
No, I think you do.
No, TikTok. It's all teenagers on TikTok. They're in charge.
Oh.
I'm not in charge.
Are they?
Yeah. Why do you think you're wearing what you're wearing?
Because of the teens.
Because of the teens.
You think
cotton Oxford shirt and jeans.
The teens. I trust me. The place where I buy clothes, I don't think a teenager is even knows a shop is there. It's like their brain just blocks it out even existing. I go to places, Jamie, the places I spend most of my time now. I am the youngest person by 30 years. Every time I go see a gig, go see a band or anything, I'm the youngest bloke. That's what I like. That's what I want. I feel so relevant. It's really good. I really recommend that.
You went to Marks and Spencer's the other day.
I did, actually.
These trousers are from... I like Marks and Spencer's.
I was in Marks and Spencer's.
It's actually underrated.
They're moleskin trousers. Do you like them?
They are nice.
Do you want to touch them? You can touch them.
They're made of moleskin.
Yeah, they're nice.
Did you know moleskin's not actually made out of moles?
I assumed as much. Did you know that?
No.
We had a long episode.
Long episode about how I haven't bought a moleskin episode. Notebook because of made of moleskin.
She refused to buy moleskin notebooks for years because she thought they were made of moles.
It's a very specific skin.
It's in the title. And I googled it once and I swear it said it was made of moleskin.
But isn't it odd that it would be such a specific texture that was only used for one brand of notebook? Didn't you think, that's odd?
Absolutely not. I thought in the 1600s, they clearly had a load of dead moles and they made some notebooks and then people loved it. And then they just made moleskin notebooks.
In the 1600s, they had loads of dead moles. so they made some notebooks and everyone loved it.
Paper was really expensive in the 1600s.
Hence why it had moleskin on the outside to protect
it. I'd choose a way better skin if I was spending that much money on paper.
Mole is cheap, boy.
And they're easy to catch because they're blind.
You wouldn't cover something expensive and something cheap.
You can find them easily.
No, they're underground. They're hard to find.
No, because they're blind.
Yeah, but they're underground. That's where they thrive. That's their environment.
You just set a trap. They'll walk straight into it.
Oh, fine.
How would you feel if a mole walked in here now? What would you do?
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'd do.
What if a mole walked in here now, stood on its hind legs and went, make me into a notebook?
Or trousers.
Or trousers. Those are literally the only two things.
No, they don't want to be made into trousers.
What else do they turn... What else is moleskin?
I think that's it. That is it.
Trousers and notebook.
Trousers, moleskin... Jacket? Yeah, you get moleskin like suits.
It makes so much more sense that it would be made of moleskin than it's not made of moleskin.
Is it a derivative?
Where do you see the joins in the mole? Like, how big is a mole?
That's got a tooth on it, though.
They smush them all together.
they smush it.
It's like leather.
The scientific process of smushing.
Before.
Leather is huge because the cows are big. Like, a mole would be about that big. They'd have to stitch
not
it together
cows.
Into piece.
That's why it's an executive.
Not all cows are big.
That's why it's executive.
They smush it in the water machine.
Imagine.
Fuck me. That's your webmaster, is it?
That's my webmaster. They smush it in the water machine. My webmaster. Oh, God. Imagine that. That's going to be a hard email.
How long is this person's website?
It's the first person you've ever sacked, right?
Wow.
No, he's fine.
Really?
Well, I'm going to sack someone else as well on the same day because I need to get a new hairdresser. I need to get a new barber. But the barber is at the top of my road. I wave to him every day.
But you're moving now, though.
No, I've moved. I'm done.
Yeah, so you don't have to see him again.
No, it's in the same road.
Oh, no.
And I've never had that relationship where I walk past a shop and the guy waves at me and I wave back.
The first time you walk back with a sheared head, they're going to be like,
he's going to break his heart.
Just walk around another way for about 5 years.
I honestly might just have to just get a wig and just pretend I'm just growing it out or something for charity.
Where are you going to get your haircut now, though? What's?
Well, I don't know.
It's a big step.
I might stay with him, to be honest. He does all right. It's just...
What's the problem with it?
It's nothing really. It's just usually when I go for a haircut with him, I basically have to sort of... My diary, I have to prioritise certain things. I basically always have to pick... The week and a half after I get a haircut from him is a write-off because I look like an absolute shit. I look like total shit.
I have seen you after you just had a haircut.
I don't think it's that bad. Every man has this a week
it's
after
so
the haircut.
Shit.
It's
no, you
like,
shouldn't be allowed
I'm,
out.
And I'm
no.
now not... And I don't have that leeway in my diary at the moment. Like, I need
You're
to be...
You're too busy for
I,
need,
I can't... Normally, I could like, kind of hibernate, or nest.
Do you know what it is? I reckon he's going really short because he thinks you just want bang for your buck. Whereas if you just say, just take a bit off.
I did. I said that last time. I went, honestly, I said half an inch off everything. And it was the tightest cut I've had.
When did you last have a haircut?
Probably a month ago. Month and
a
half.
Yeah, you got a long bit of back now.
Yeah, because also my hair naturally
mullets.
It's
better mullets. Than when Alexa cut it, though.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that, Sunil?
No. What did she do? Did she shave it?
She didn't stop cutting.
She
and then she
stop.
Forgot. My wife cut my hair over lockdown, as you know, was happening.
As wives did.
But also she, because we had these razors, but they clipped on them. They clipped. They had like covers.
Yeah.
So you can't cut them. You can't go close.
can't.
Then she took off the cover, taken it off, and then just went all in. I was like, I was like, what have you done?
She took a chunk out and then had to do the rest.
Huge chunk, like scalp. And then I was like, okay. She goes, well, you've not got anything on. I go, well, actually, I do. I'm off to a gig in 15 minutes with Eddie Izzard. So, like, I'm meeting one of my heroes.
Yeah.
And this is how I'm going to look. Like,
didn't you lock yourself in the toilet?
Yeah.
Did you wear a hat?
No, I can't wear hats.
Yeah, because you look like you're ill.
Yeah, I do look ill.
He went and locked himself in the toilet for an hour.
What, in your house? And then
he was really upset.
I did lock myself in the toilet. I just said, Alexa, I need you to leave. I'm not angry. Because she wouldn't stop laughing. And I was like, okay, you have your fun somewhere else. I need to try and make this right because I'm about to meet
Eddie Izzard. Was it around here? Was it the side? Was it there?
It was on the side, yeah.
Yeah.
You can still see it.
It was a year ago. Twerps.
Okay.
So I'm going to sack those people. I might just get in the mood for sacking people. I think it's probably quite fun, isn't it?
I don't think you have anyone else that works for you.
It'd be good for you to sack some people, I think.
I'll hire someone just to sack them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll do it.
You'd be good at sacking people.
I'll be like, Sean's not coming back here.
Who have you sacked?
What do you mean?
In your life, who have you sacked?
I've jumped around from barber to barber. I've walked past them with a new cut. I've looked them in the eye. I've walked on. I've done loads of stuff. I've done loads of stuff.
But when was it?
But when what?
When was the last time you changed barber? Because you're quite evangelical about sticking with the same barber.
I go to the same barber, but sometimes I get it done somewhere else, and I come in and go, had it done somewhere else.
Just own it. That's yeah. What oh
my
do, God, Sean.
My
just
guy is not mentally stable enough for that.
I think he is.
He's intense. Every time I have a cut with him, all he talks about is there's two other barbershops on the same street owned by the same brothers, and he hates those brothers. he goes, they're shit, they don't know nothing about hair. That's what he always says. He goes, they don't know nothing about hair. He goes, I did a course. I learned about why hair curls.
Right, the barbering course is 6 weeks long.
He went to an additional course to find out why hair curls.
Why does it curl?
I don't know, he never tells me that.
You gotta go.
That's
how
it does. It gives you enough bread.
It
gives you enough breadcrumbs to keep coming back. He's a very smart guy. He's very interesting. He's just a very intense bloke.
What did he do before he was a barber?
He was. He was a labourer in Lebanon.
Oh right.
And then he came here and was a barber.
Is it a passion for him?
I think it is a passion. Actually, I think he's very passionate.
But he's bad at it.
No, he's not. He's not a bad job. It's just I don't have... I mean, can I say to this man, look, I want you to cut my hair, but I can't look like shit for 2 weeks because it's Christmas.
Sean, you just need to be honest with these people in your life that you're employing.
Yeah, you've got to say what you want.
You need to start being honest and saying what you want. Like, you're a grown-up, you know? You're now a house owner. You've got to tell people what you want.
I'm staying out of this. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I should never have signed that long-term contract with him.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get your hair cut on Christmas Day? And then because you don't go anywhere, you know, that week.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah, get it done on Christmas Day. And then
who's open on... What barbers are open on Christmas Day?
I'm trying to solve a problem.
He probably is.
Yeah, but...
He probably is.
I'm trying to solve a problem for sure.
You're both idiots at this point.
If he's open Christmas Day, I'm going. I'm going to say that to him. Okay, mate,
nothing happens
Christmas
between Christmas New Year.
Nothing happens between December
23rd.
I think you find
cold head.
Red Richardson and Friends is going ahead.
No, it's not.
Richardson's gig is going ahead on the 29th.
That's a mistake.
Full night. It's already sold out.
Might bring my baby.
Everyone goes out between Christmas and New Year's.
It's
the best time to gig.
It's true.
Lovely.
That
it's really fun.
True.
I don't think so. I think the streets are empty and cold.
Yes, because they're all in the comedy clubs.
Oh.
Having a great time. I'm laughing at long-haired comedians who've been unable to get sheared because of our Lord's birthday.
Did you cry in the bathroom when you got your hair cut by your wife?
No, I didn't cry.
How did you react?
Maybe tears of pure rage.
I'm not angry.
How is this happening?
You are angry. If you say you're not angry, that means you are angry.
Yeah, I was angry. I was furious.
Why did you say you weren't angry?
Well, to her I said it.
Oh, yeah.
She's my wife and I love her.
Oh, and then you just went in the bathroom and just sulked.
And just punched through a wall.
What did Eddie Izzard say? Did he mention it?
They, Sunil.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were part of the...
Oh, did I? Oh, sorry.
Actually, I'm not really sure what...
It is they. Yeah, yeah.
his odd situation is. They didn't mention it.
Okay.
Barely spoke to them. Absolutely fine. In the end, it was all fine. It's just hard, isn't it? In lockdown, you could deal with looking crap.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the gigs came back. You go, well...
Want to make a good impression. Yeah,
have to look good now.
Yeah.
Coming out of your hole.
I don't miss lockdown, but I don't not miss it.
Yeah.
I think it was a nice thing to have for some people. I think we're all just hedging our bets with what we're saying right now.
I think it's good you don't eat over the bin anymore.
I still eat over the bin, don't worry about it. I have a chocolate teddy over the bin every morning now.
Chocolate teddy?
From the advent calendar.
Lint, is it?
Yeah.
That's what you told me. That's what you told me the other day. We had breakfast. He couldn't shut up about this lint.
Did I tell you about my new tax app as
that
well?
That was the day before. That was the day before you were excited about your calendar. So no, that's so sweet. November 30th. You're telling everyone about your next day's calendar.
Do you both have advent calendars?
Yeah.
And you do, Elliot?
No.
No,
I didn't want one, but
I respect massive respect.
No, you bought
for
it
that.
For yourself.
Can you respect me? Because I had to buy it because my flatmate forced me into it.
Who forced you into it?
Helen.
What? Just I
don't want one. It's childish. I don't like it.
So no, you're stop bragging about it.
I'm not bragging.
Before.
I'm just saying I still eat over a bin. That's not a brag.
Oh, I'm Sunil Patel. I got a bin.
I eat over bins. I don't want it really. Not really that into it. It's just a chocolate teddy every day. A chocolate teddy every day is too much chocolate teddies to
How
have.
How big are they? How big are they?
They vary in size. They're sometimes that big, sometimes they're that big, and in between it just varies.
Good for an audio.
You just get a variety
audio
of...
audio podcasts to describe things.
Well, it's video as well now, isn't it? For the for everyone, for patrons. Oh, clip it up. Clip it up for the socials.
Clip it up of all the fun we've had. That's the bit that's clipped up.
Should we give the video out for free? Because it's a special episode.
Yeah.
Why is it special? What's special about it?
I think it's here, New Sean. Year's Eve.
No, Elliot's isn't it?
No, not this one.
Not this one, man.
Why?
The lighting's bad.
Lighting's bad.
Sean's ruined it. Sean's too pale.
Sean's gone pale? Is Sean pale?
No, he's too pale for
Can
the
I have a look at the screen?
No. How am I too pale for a podcast? It's an audio medium.
He's too pale. We can't
You're
have
too
it.
Fucking, you're too pregnant for a podcast. What about that?
Doesn't it? That's not true.
So when this podcast comes out, you will not be pregnant.
Also, they won't be able
Who
to...
Who knows?
Actually, maybe you'll be pregnant with a new one.
Don't, Sean. I don't want to be pregnant with another
inflating.
One.
Immediately inflating. Imagine if you got pregnant again, like straight
you
away.
You can do that if you have two wombs, and I don't know how many wombs I have. If you
wombs?
Have two. Yeah, if you have two wombs.
You don't
know
how many wombs
have...
you got.
How many? What's the recharge time on a baby?
You do straight away, man.
Yeah,
you surely. So you could give birth on a Monday and then Tuesday be coming in and go, yeah, you're pregnant.
Well,
you're 6 months pregnant.
I don't know if you know much about women's bodies at all, but no. I think there's a myth that you can't get pregnant if you're breastfeeding, but that's a myth.
That's
so
not true.
It's true then. Not true then. That's what myth means. But
that's what a myth means, everyone.
But I don't know. I just want to have a bit of a break. I just want to be able to treat my body like garbage again. You know what I mean? Like just...
You're still on the fags and booze, aren't you?
Baby. Yeah, but I've quit the hard stuff.
Right.
So
no liquor.
I don't know.
How soon do you think you're going to have your first drink or cigarette?
In the maternity ward. In the maternity ward.
I bet a lot of...
Bring in champagne.
Why not? Yeah.
Have a glass of champagne.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. Toast my baby.
What if it's what if it's like Batman Returns and your baby is so deformed and evil that you have to throw it in a canal?
A question that I've been waiting to ask for such a long time.
What if it's like, oh my God, that baby is the penguin?
Yeah, what if the baby is the penguin?
The baby in the canal.
Yeah, Pee Wee Herman throws his baby in the canal and it's the penguin.
That's so sad.
Well, the baby's evil though.
How does he know the baby's evil?
Well, it's the penguin, so you tell me. It's crime lord.
I don't think the penguin's evil.
You think he's misunderstood?
Yeah, he's just a little penguin.
He's a little penguin.
I do like that about Batman. Now, one of the villains is just a penguin.
He's just deformed, yeah.
No, but he's like, it's obvious that they meant like, oh, he's a penguin. And then slowly over the years, they've tried to legitimise it.
Yeah,
so all of Batman, they just go, he's a clown. And they go, yeah, but he's the Dark Prince. Go, he's a clown.
He's a fucking clown. But what is the backstory of the penguin? Is someone fucked a penguin and it came out?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Someone fucked, no, I don't know. Elliot, what's the backstory of the penguin? Is he like a crime lord?
He is a crime lord.
He's like a gangster, but he looks
don't
like
look
a
at me. I don't know.
But he looks like a penguin.
Doesn't he just dress like a penguin? Like
I think he's
white.
Got a sharp
He's a bit slippery.
He's slippery like a penguin. Loves a fish. And loves to have a splash about at the zoo.
Is that right, Elliot?
That's
He's not on his laptop. Just realised that the camera's...
Elliot's watching something else, isn't he?
Just realised both the camera... The mics are all in your faces, so we can't see your faces again.
Oh, so now just quit it.
It's great.
Just...
Which Batman villain would you most like to would you most like to give birth to?
I don't... All I know is the Joker. It's the only one I know.
All right, which villain, just in general, would you like to give birth to?
Can you stop calling my baby a villain?
No, no, but if you were to give birth to a villain,
it could be the saviour. If I could give birth on Christmas Day, and then you'll be sorry.
Yeah, but what if it was? Which villain would you most?
Then I'll be sorry. What do you mean? Then I'll be sorry. I'll be there on Christmas Day, get the news, and go, damn, she got me. She got me good. She's given birth to the new lord.
What? I don't know any villains.
If your baby is the second coming of Christ,
yeah,
that makes you the second coming of
Mary. I'm Mary.
Do you...
The Virgin Mary.
Do you... Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that you've got... Do you think you...
Got what it takes? Yeah. Yeah. I'm Mary.
But you don't have to do much.
Yeah.
It's Jesus. It's fine. He's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You are Judas.
Why?
Why?
Because he's called my baby a villain.
No, Judas liked Jesus.
No. Judas fucked
it. He just took the money. He just took the money.
Killed Jesus.
He didn't kill him. He took the money to get other people.
Indirectly killed him.
He did, but he just wanted the money. He wasn't like, I'd hate Jesus.
But also, Judas wasn't...
Stop defending Judas.
But he felt bad.
But Judas wasn't Jesus's
enemy.
Mum's mate. Judas was in his gang.
We don't know who Mary's mates were.
She must have had a
few. She didn't have many mates.
She probably did a podcast about this time before Jesus.
She had nowhere to go on Christmas Eve. She didn't have any friends. She had nowhere to go.
She
was lonely.
Why didn't she have anywhere to go?
Probably because she was like, look, the other night, God fuck me, and now I'm pregnant. And everyone was like, look, Mary, we've had enough of your tales.
No, she gave birth at Christmas. So why did she suddenly have to find somewhere to go for the birth?
Because, have you heard of a podcast called Sean and Elliot Read the Bible?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
What's it about?
Elliot, have you heard of it?
No.
No one's heard of it, man.
No, did you make up a podcast?
They,
how many episodes are there?
They went, 69, the best number. I believe that they were travelling because King Herod wanted a census.
That's it.
Oh, God.
And so they all had to travel in. So you better hope that Boris Johnson doesn't order a census on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
There's no room in the inn. And so they had to have the baby in a stable.
You can do it in our garden. We've got a big garden.
I know the chickens will be annoying.
No, chickens are gone. They died. They got killed by the foxes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Mm.
Anyway, lots to look forward to.
I'm very excited for it.
I'm excited.
Hero or villain? That baby will get a lot of
vote
love
now. Vote
no.
How should they raise their baby? As a hero or a villain?
How do you raise a villain?
You just make it like... Angry. Be on the dark side.
You just give it prosthetics. Make it into like a penguin or like...
You don't let it have any light.
Okay.
And you tell it it's an idiot.
You go, you're an idiot.
Cross. Yeah.
You're an idiot. You'll never be a stand-up comedian. And then it becomes the Joker.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. What if your baby's really bad at telling jokes?
That's fine.
Then it can become the Joker.
Yeah.
Have it,
but then you know it's going to be an evil baby.
As long as it doesn't want to do comedy. If it's bad at comedy, it wants to do comedy. That'd be bad.
You'd have to watch it and be like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You'd probably be in a position to help them as well. You'd be like one of those... You'd be like one of those parents, you see. I mean, we know some people who, luckily, most of the people we know are very good at comedy. Whose parents were in comedy.
Get that baby on Red Richardson and Friends.
Good luck, of course.
That'll still be going in 20 years' time.
got a big gig for you on the 29th of December, 2040.
Please do come to Red Richardson and Friends on the 29th of December. I'll be on with Red Richardson.
Who else?
Helen Bauer, I think, and then whoever else is about.
Well, I'll come do it.
One, yeah, all the boys.
Can you bring a baby?
Yeah. that is your catchphrase for the next year, isn't it? Can you bring a baby?
Can you bring a villainous
baby? Can you bring a baby?
An evil baby.
Can you bring a treacherous baby?
Can my baby open for you at Leicester Square Theatre?
It depends how...
Only
if it's not part of a nefarious plot to take over the city.
But who's going
to
wheel the baby? You got to wheel the baby on.
I'll wheel the baby
on. And then what? Leave it there for 20 minutes. Leave it for 20 and then pick it back up.
So the baby just lies there and just like, I give it a microphone.
Everyone's got to watch.
When will it talk? Will it talk by then?
Yeah, it'll be talking. It'll be forming full sentences.
What if people shout and heckle the baby?
Oh, I'd get really cross. I'll You're come not on and go, don't involved. You shout that baby. And then I'll go, keep going, baby.
You'll come on and do that.
What a distressing experience for baby.
What? Yeah, no, then Sean can go on afterwards.
It's more.
You'd make the history books. First act to have a baby to open for him.
For baby and mother. I mean, what a horrible gig.
You leave my baby alone.
That's the act.
What a horrible gig. Big night for me. I've been working in this industry a long time. Get a big crowd in. They sit down, lights go down, and go, ladies and gentlemen, please. Normally, you know, the support act for a comedian is someone up and coming. This one isn't. Never done a gig. Not sure.
Doesn't know what comedy is.
Please welcome on stage, Penguin Kemsley. And
then
you wheel out a little baby.
The baby.
Give the mic into the baby. The baby goes, what, goo goo gaga or whatever. And then they go, the audience then boo.
No, they wouldn't boo the baby. I'd boo them.
Exactly. So you
run out. They boo the baby, I'd boo them.
You run out.
You boo. Stop booing my baby.
Then what? Lights go down for an interval and then come up and I have to go and do a show.
Yeah.
Well, the baby has to introduce you. For
Ooh. Penguin Kemsley. That is the name, yeah?
Do you want to hear a sad story?
All right.
Are you still doing this bit?
Yes.
Yeah, she won't stop.
Okay.
What is the baby's name?
Oswald Cobblepot. That's the name of the penguin. Read his story. That's sadder. I bet that's sadder than this story.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Bet it's not sad in this story. This is a very sad story for Christmas.
Batman Returns is also at Christmas. Can we read both? Read the story of the penguin and read...
Okay, this is the story of the penguin. A cat who has received...
than a cat woman.
Zero adoption applications.
Oh, no.
Zero is looking for a forever home. A kitty in California is desperately looking for a new home. I don't know how the kitty's looking for the home. Like, that's one thing that I don't really understand by this. It's like, I'm right.
What's wrong with it?
That cat needs to stop being so desperate. It's putting people off it.
Needy. What's wrong with it?
It's got an unusual appearance.
Let's have a look. Three heads. Three eyes.
No.
Six ears.
She still has a playful and affectionate temperament.
Fin-like features. Penguin-like personality.
Evil cat.
She has a congenital face abnormality.
What is it, though? Two noses.
I don't really know. It's like...
Can you... Is there a photo there?
It's hard to describe. How would you describe this?
Just show it to us, and then we'll describe it.
How would I describe it? Oh, my God.
How would you describe that?
What's that?
It's a cat.
The eyes are too low.
What's wrong with it?
Eyes around its nose.
It looks like the eyes are like the wrong way around.
What's on top of its head? Another head? What is it?
It's got an extra head on its head. No, it doesn't.
It's got an extra head.
It looks a bit like you, Snow.
Can't see
it. Do you know what
it
looks like? It looks a bit like a Klingon.
Yes, Klingon cat.
Yeah,
someone will have that.
Klingon-y. Yeah, I love a Klingon.
That's marketing.
That's what they need to do.
You've got a nice old Trekkie who hasn't already got a cat that looks like a Klingon.
There's a number you can call. She was found covered in dirt, underweight and infested with fleas.
Where was she found?
Okay.
Doesn't say.
Did you read this again? Did you read this one before reading it? Yeah.
And she's tested negative for leukemia and FIV.
Feline AIDS.
Yep.
So she's not got cat AIDS and she hasn't got leukemia.
No, and she's been sprayed, vaccinated, dewormed and microchipped.
How old is it?
5 months.
Yeah, I'll take it.
In California? How are you going to get that?
I'll move there. Look after that cat.
I'll move there for the cat?
Yeah, why not?
Why not, indeed, actually.
How are you going to do that, though? You get a plane?
No, I don't really want that cat. It's weird looking.
No!
I don't know what's wrong with it.
It'd be hard for Sunil to own a cat because the cat would look at the owner and be like, oh, I should look like you.
I don't look like
you're
a cat.
You're what I should be.
So it says...
Now look up the penguins one. Let's see what's...
The penguin is a super villain appearing in American comic books.
What's the backstory?
He fancies himself the gentleman of crime.
But why?
Often wearing a monocle, a top hat, and a tuxedo.
What's he made of, though? Okay. Other penguins? What's it made of?
Umbrellas.
He's made of umbrellas?
No, he uses them.
God, it's evil.
Yeah, it's just because he dresses like he looks like a penguin.
Absolutely
when he dresses.
Evil, that. Using umbrellas. Who the fuck does he think he is? Hitler.
I think it's because his nose is quite long, like a penguin. And he wears a... Oh, no, a top penguin doesn't wear a top hat. And his trousers are very pantaloony, like a penguin. And he has a penguin jacket.
Yeah, tails. He has tails.
He has tails.
I don't like that. I don't like that that's how he can be.
So he's not deformed?
In the film, he was deformed, for real. For real, for real.
For real deformed.
For real deformed. Get on Batman Returns.
Harriet, come on.
The greatest Christmas film ever.
Harriet?
Yeah?
What are you doing now?
Talk about a cat that doesn't
the
have a home.
Penguin.
Batman Returns, Catwoman.
It's a deformed man.
Nonsense now.
He was
it's descended in...
not in a canal, but in the Gotham sewers as a baby.
Yeah. There's no canal there.
He travelled as a circus freak.
They don't really have canals in America, do they? Let's discuss that.
They don't have canals in America.
They don't.
Why wouldn't they? Why don't they, though?
They've got big rivers instead.
I'd have thought they'd have loved all that.
All that's wrong with him is he just really likes umbrellas. I don't understand.
And he's deformed. He's got a long nose.
No, but everyone's like, oh, he's evil, but he just really likes umbrellas.
Yeah, but he is a cunt. He's been doing, like, bad stuff.
What's he done that's bad?
He's been smashing people up.
Let's bleep out that C word that was unnecessary there.
What, from you?
Yeah.
You said that the
you
last time as well, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, I saw it on the clips. I saw it on the clips.
Oh, yeah, called Dumbo.
I saw it on the clips. Yeah. You said the C word. And yeah.
Sorry about
What's
that.
What's going on? Have you been
I'm just
out?
Playing up.
You've been hanging out with some hanging out with some bad lads.
Who have I been hanging out with?
In the freak show. Red
Richardson.
There was a poodle lady.
Right, I think we should wrap up the story there. It's a really sad story. It made me cry because the cat had a fucking another head on its head. But it's
finally,
not got AIDS
finally, the podcast
leukemia.
Can end. So Neil's crying.
She sent a ratty
penguin. It was
oh,
told
Jesus
the story.
Christ.
Story of the penguin.
Blow up a store.
Harriet?
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up now.
I just have to read things if it's about poodles. I've got to go to the hospital.
Yes, I know. I need a lift home.
anyway, that was, but what are we going to do about that cat?
We're not going to do anything about that cat. It's probably got home now because it's got a lot of press attention.
It was in the metro.
Can we put you in a sad story saying this woman needs a home?
Yeah.
This woman is...
This weird-looking lady.
this woman is very worried that she's giving birth to a supervillain.
I'm not worried about it. You're a supervillain.
She's getting the scans through and they seem to reveal umbrella-like action in the womb.
Okay, we're going to go. Sean's on tour. He doesn't know when.
He doesn't know when. He hasn't got a website.
I have got a website. SeanMcLaughlinComedian.com. It's all going to be on there.
Who's got SeanMcLaughlin.com?
Oh, the actual name of Sean
McLaughlin. The
no,
gamer?
No, he hasn't got that.
Who's got it then?
Someone else.
Sean McLaughlin. How do you spell it?
But they haven't done it. They haven't put a website on there because I was going to buy that domain yesterday. I thought that would be a good way to usurp having a sack to the woman is I could just build another website and just have two full-time websites. One of which is new and one of which is old.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm going to buy it before Sean can.
No, no. Someone's got it. I just haven't done anything
with
it.
I'm going to buy it from them.
Why are you going to buy it from them?
Yeah, because then I'll have the power and then I'll make a website. But all of your dates...
But I've asked you to make a website.
All of your dates, I'll just put one day early. And then...
Sean McLaughlin plus baby.
Everyone can go one day early and then my baby will be there and my baby will do stand-up and everyone will love my baby.
God.
No one wants you.
All right, because you're going on tour.
Yeah.
So how about...
what is your baby?
Can I get a baby to open for you?
Absolutely not, Sean. Why? A professional tour? Why would you suggest that? Oh my God. Thank you so much, everybody. Find us on the internet.
Listening to us on the internet.
And patreon.com. Come join us. Happy Christmas.
Bye. Happy New Year.